Batrashat's got in touch. He's near Stevenage. We'll be asking Mark, who's with us now from Chemistry World, in just a second, this answer. You can have a think about this, Mark. Paul says, Thursday's Daily Mail reported that Portsmouth FC shirts have negatively charged ions to increase performance. Is that risky in thunderstorms?
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.
Well, it's that time again, as we do every month, where we catch up with Mark Peplow. He's the editor of Chemistry World from the Royal Society of Chemistry. They're based in Cambridge. And Mark's here to give us an update on what's hot this month in the world of chemistry. But before then, Mark, what do you think of this thing that Paul sent in about the Daily Mail and Portsmouth FC shirts?
Hi, Chris. I have to say, I'm fairly sceptical. I was just having a quick skim over the Daily Mail story there. And what they're saying is that somehow negative ions, anions, are being generated by the shirt. And this is having an effect on blood flow in the bodies of the players that wear the shirts. When you actually read down the story, it's interesting. They're reporting a supposed improvement in mean performance of 2.7%.
And what's performance?
Well, I think that's probably quite hard to judge anyway, but that level of improvement, 2.7%, one can imagine that sort of performance boost coming from the morale, if you like, the positive morale of wearing a high-tech shirt. So I have to say I'm a little sceptical about this.
The closest I can sort of come to that is when people reported that they were making antibody odour shirts, which were impregnated with silver ions and also with various clays. And the silver ions kill the bacteria.
Yeah.
So the Egyptians knew about that, didn't they? And that stops the bugs making sweat into sniffy things. And that, the clay stuff soaks up the sweat.
That's right. That's absolutely true. And that is proven to work, actually. Increasingly, we're seeing silver being woven into fabrics that make things like socks and all sorts of materials.
I think someone said that they were producing a pair of stockings you could wear in hospital and pyjamas you could wear in hospital. Isn't M&S producing silver thread pyjamas that you can wear in hospital to stop yourself getting MRSA, allegedly?
I get mine from Debenhams, Chris.